All right, hello. Internet Night queries, why is Clap gone? Because it was spamming the channel to death. It clapped too close to the sun. Goons could not handle the clap. Yeah, I plugged my other mic in right now. Normally I just use my headset one, but I figured I'd turn this one on since it was right next to me. Astrid, no horny posting in Elysium. Do not tell Brist that my mic sounds better than his. He paid like $1,800 for his. He will get very upset.
They sound like the time you did the Escher Hour.
Yeah, well, that's about right.
Escher, so does that mean we're going to get a how-to PI stream from you here soon since you got a new mic?
Yeah, you know, just keep pushing me on that one.
Beatings will continue.
Uh-huh. I mean, fair enough, I did agree to do it. I haven't done it yet. I don't mind being held accountable. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it necessarily, but I probably will eventually. All right, let's get rolling. So we had a fight earlier. Just about everything that could go wrong did. Just wasn't a great execution from us. We were due for a loss. We've been hitting them pretty hard. So we're already having the post match discussion of what we did wrong and what we could improve. But yeah, nothing more to say than that. Where's the BR? You don't want to read it. It ain't good. But yeah, we had last Saturday we had a big stomp on them, and then another one this week. All right. So as we saw today, dreads are still very powerful. And we want you guys to get in dreads. We've been pleased with the shape of our dread fleet as far as what we asked you guys to get into. You have. Some of our FCs have been even kind of freaking out, being like, we have too many Zerns, to which I say no such thing. But we would love to have more Dreads overall. If you guys are not training towards Dreads, we want you to be training towards them. I know I hit this a lot, but it's that important that I need to keep doing it. If you are new, please put that in. Once you get your first alt, that's what it should be training to. That's also something I wanted to cover. And this is a general thing. We have a lot of new members. We get new people joining every day. We get, you know, 5-10 new people. If you're active in university, you probably see that. If you're not, you may not know. We always have new blood coming in. So remember, every time you're interacting with someone in a fleet, this might be their first fleet. You get used to seeing the same faces, but that's only a part of the crowd. And they probably are more willing to speak up. New players are less likely to, you know, shout and draw attention to themselves because they're still learning. There's no real action item on this. I just want you guys to know that you probably see a lot of the same people chatting or talking or opening their comms in the fireside. But that doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of new people in, because we get a lot of new members. Raging Winter typing in all caps about something that didn't happen is appropriate for your name. And someone asked what dreads, and we say Zern, Phoenix Navy issue, Phoenix Revelation Navy issue. Those are the dreads we want you in. Onk says Goon University gets about 80 to 100 new members per week in the Discord. Think about that, guys. Adding 80 to 100 new people every week. That's pretty insane. That's why I just wanted to bring it up, because I feel like probably the average person does not understand how many new people join us. And it's something I just wanted to bring attention to. How many spies? Yes, many spies. Everyone's a spy.
And if you want to become a spy, join the Black Hand.
There you go. Next week, I want to find someone who speaks Dutch. Because I have found this sentence that is all Dutch that is supposedly understandable to English speakers and Dutch speakers is intelligible. So I will have a Dutch person read a sentence on the fireside next week. That's a tease. I know it's the best tease you've ever heard. There you go. Yeah, Apple speaks it, but Apple talks all the time. I'm looking for someone else. And also Apple's Frisian. He will happily remind you.
You can make V talk on a fireside.
Yeah, V actually really has never talked on firesides, has he?
You know what's funny? I never talk Dutch to V. Even not if we're typing to each other in PM.
We're always talking English. That is
really yes. Weird. Yeah, we always type English. Like, same with some other people that speak Dutch. I always do always in English because, like, so used to this organization, it's English. So when I do something in Dutch, it feels so strange. I have one other person in my corp that's also Dutch that I speak Dutch with, and that's like that just feels sometimes so strange that I have to switch over and think like, oh yeah, this doesn't feel like right with this organization.
That makes sense. This is an action item from about a week ago, but we have updated the Beehive Dreadfits. We have seen some of them dropped already, and they are performing better. So if you have not updated your Dreadfit for Beehive, please go ahead and do that. It is important. Speaking of Beehive, you guys request more uptime. We would love to give it to you. We do need more guard bees, and especially in Euro time zone, that's one something we need. So if you are interested in learning to be a guard bee, please join the Beehive. Please speak up and say, you know, your interest. That is something that we would like to provide, but it does take people who are interested in leading the bees around. When can I use my Bane in the Beehive? And never. Or whenever you want, really, but it's not a good idea. All right, didn't have a lot to talk about today, so that's about all I wanted to hit. If you have questions, I'm opening up the floor. Go ahead and type them out in Elysium on Jabber, in the channel Elysium on Jabber.
I'll sneak in real quick while people are typing questions. We did get the Navy Ravens added to the skill checker.
Oh, good. Ravy Davies. How is the feeling going towards the Tomahawk Doctrine, that is the Ravy Navies? Is it going as intended? Ask Mike Huntsweat. We used them today. They seem to perform relatively well compared to today not being a good fight. We haven't used them too much, so we'll have a better, you know, feeling and opinion on them probably in a month than in a week. Can we get SRP for Epithals? Inquiring minds want to know. I would be fine with SRPing Epithals, but not what is inside the hull, which probably is not very valuable. Which PI is best to produce for the Imperium? True Hubik asked that, and Dynex can probably answer you. Any update on the Palantine? No, I have not heard any in the last few weeks. I don't get it like one every week, so. How long, Renard Noir asks, how long does CCP... I've scrolled. How long does CCP usually tease us about null switch changes before they actually do something? You know, usually, I'm trying to think back to what happened with the Fozzysov. It's not like they do this very often. Fozzysov, they had a big post, and then it came out like a month later, if I remember correctly. Something like that, yeah. So they gave us some time last time. We'll see what they do now. But it's not the same group of people. I'm eating a doughy pizza at the moment. I'm not sure that's a question, but good for you, Geo Rich. What do you think of the new scope video? I have not watched it. Casium asks, with Dreads cycling up in usage, are we considering bringing back tackle carriers? So we've had a meeting just to discuss carriers and how we see them in the meta. I wouldn't say that we discussed tackle carriers for Dreads particularly, but it's something that we... potentially we'll use more. One of the discussions was, we think that they're not terribly good in the meta right now, but that it's likely they'll be buffed. So we considered pushing hard for them in the intermediate time so that when that buff hits, we're in a good place. That's something we might do. We have some other good uses for them that we came up with that are sort of more unusual, but we haven't agreed to anything as far as announcing it at an alliance level.
There's a lot of questions about new PI structures. The big Reddit post about that was a bait post. If you see a Reddit post from a prolific poster named Wally Martz, you are being trolled, even if you don't know it yet. So,
Wally or Seema, you can just go in there and have a fun time. Wait, is it Wally Martz? I thought it was Wally Warts. Like, I'm serious. I'm not making fun of him or whatever. I'm dyslexic.
It's Wally Martz.
It's Wally Martz, dude. I thought this guy's name was Wally Warts for like the last 8 years or whatever.
He probably has warts on his mats.
Sorry, Wally Warts. I didn't know. Someone asked about a dread that got left behind for those ops. I would actually just leave it there, Nikita, but eventually you will be able to bring it home. Why do Stormbringer guns cost so dang much, asks Andre Petrucci. Yeah, Stormbringers, basically, the way you farm them is not nearly as efficient as the way you farm trig stuff. And so it makes them cost a lot, and it's something we're aware of. It's the reason we haven't really called for many Stormbringer fleets, is that the supply right now is just not there. Horde has pushed their own Stormbringer fleet, but don't know how to use it. And the time they brought it out, it got absolutely smashed. So it's a doctrine that it's kind of on pause right now. We're not officially retiring it, but we're waiting for the market to be able to better provide it on a null sec level. Aren't they still bugged? I don't really know what bugged means in this scenario, but in some specific cases, they seem to have server problems, although CCP said they fixed it. Yeah, CCP says they fixed that, Alan. If you want one doctrine with better market and contract seating, what doctrine is needed this week? I think we're using Rokes and Caldari Navy Ravies the most, probably. So, Niels, we did already talk about that, yes?
There was a question about the Bistot rule. It got answered in chat, but for people having a hard time following chat, we will revisit once the April MER drops.
Yeah, so the MER last month was changed. It was not one-for-one for the previous MER. We have a reasonable idea. We backed it out and kind of came to probably a conclusion, but we decided that it was shaky enough that we wanted to wait one more month. We don't think they'll change the data again in a month, so at that point we'll have a good conclusion and then we'll make a final decision as stay or go. Skill Chipper app, that's a question I can't answer, but I'll make sure someone looks at that. Someone asked about helping getting gun BPCs for Stormbringers. I don't know if that's the holdup. I think it's more materials, but building is not my forte.
It's the materials.
GeoRich says, are you having fun? That's a good question. For me personally, I would like to get in some more fights. It's something that I talk about a lot. The administrative side of Goonswarm is going really well, which is heartening. But I am an FC at heart, so I enjoy fighting. Zintage answers, it's all about data casters as far as Stormbringers go. Can we get a pat for hanging out in Isk.Imperium? No. I'm planning on having an Astralized NPC in my superhero themed RPG tabletop campaign. What power set should I give him?
Teodorant with the real question.
That is tough. Nah, don't make me overpowered. I really don't wanna. Overpowered is boring. Give me some quirky power.
You should give him something that he can shoot out very long ranges because he lost to kites.
That's fair. So, that's a good one. Well, like weakness to spice, yeah. Make him weak to heat if that's a possibility. That's good. Outside of Sapphire Bloodsbane says, outside of fleet participation, is there anything you would like to see the average goon spending more time doing? That's a good question. And I generally, what I try to do is I try to entice you guys to do things that you sound interesting to you. I let you know what our priorities are. But I think that if you are playing this game and you are trying to carry a load, then it's not really a game anymore and it's not even a hobby. So I would tell you to do what you find the most fun and do that well. And you'll probably contribute for more and longer than if I told you, oh, we need more PI or whatever, and you don't like doing PI. Do what you enjoy. It's something I talk to a lot of our leaders about. We get guys who come in and they spend way too much time working. And inevitably they burn out, right? I've been doing this for more than a decade now. And, you have to pace yourself. And I've seen a lot of people supernova. And I've also had a lot of people who came in, did a lot of work for 6 months, and then tried to like give me a hard time for not doing as much as them. And they've all quit. None of them are here, right? So do what you enjoy, right? And have fun in this game, and that, because that's what it is. It's a game. It's supposed to be fun. So have fun and figure out what you enjoy and become good at that. And I think chasing mastery of what you enjoy will bring you a lot more satisfaction than the abstract of like, oh, I'm doing something I don't like, but I'm helping the swarm.
We spent some time a week ago or 2 weeks ago in Ilum talking about this, but with the Nullsec expansion coming out this summer, we don't know anything about it. Kaz is a bad CSM. He doesn't leak to us. Probably the most powerful thing that you can do, like, get your Doctrine Chips, get your Dreads, but then just focus on, like, having ISK ready for what changes. You know, there might be balance changes, there might be, you know, who knows what might happen, right? But big patch, we know it's going to be focused on Nullsec. We know there's going to be shit that we're going to have to deal with, so have your own little private war chest.
Yeah, having a pile of ISK has never been a bad thing in EVE. Moving to Empire when? Probably not. Andre Patricia said something good. Try something new that you haven't tried before. It refreshes you in the game. I think that's a great thing to say. I don't really like mining that much, but I went to Pochman and I mined for a week. I made like 5 billion ISK too. It was nice. I'm not going to keep mining in Pochman, but getting it set up, figuring out how to do it, and then doing it for a week, that was fun. I enjoyed it. You might have seen me out there with the crab beacons, you know, stuff like that. I ran a bait boss for a while. Just coming up with fun stuff that you enjoy, it can energize you, especially if you like new things. So that's a good word. Alrighty, I think we've got about covered most of the questions that people put in there. I appreciate you guys showing up, and I will see you all next week. Have a wonderful weekend, and then have a good week. Troy, I'll answer your question. I know people are leaving, but how much is an acceptable small war chest? 20 billion? I'd say 20 billion is more than acceptable. You know, if I was building a war chest, I would aim for 10, depending on my capacity. And then, yeah, 20 to 30 if I'm a player who can make a lot of ISK. Sprunz, I'll get your question to you. Just for beginners, I searched the forum, but I can't really find the guide to 6 of 10s and 10 of 10 escalations. Maybe someone can make a guide with the forum and ships fits for it. I don't think this is a run nearly as much as... I know this is going way back, but as what we did in Declan, because they're not as profitable. They can be done, and I know that people know how to do it. But yeah, I don't know about any guides. I'll see. Sorry about your bling raisin. Raven. Man, how do you say your name? Bajja? Bajja? All right, friends. Have a great week.